All day there was speculation that a meltdown had occurred in a second reactor at the Chernobyl complex. Tonight, however, that seems unlikely.
The Chernobyl nuclear power plant melts down amidst reports that the breadth of the damage was greatly underestimated.
There are conflicting reports coming out of the Soviet Union. We do know that a zone of deadly radiation is being released from the damaged plant, and the accident is far from over.
Radiation from the meltdown seeps into the air and finds its way to Western shores, sparking speculation internationally as to what really happened. 25 years later, March 11, 2011, Fukushima Prefecture in Japan. What you're hearing are the monstrous waves of the Japan tsunami thrusting cars onto a Fukushima backroad. And soon after, reports of a nuclear meltdown followed. It was predicted to be almost as environmentally and socially harmful as the Chernobyl disaster in 1986. As reports of the disaster's severity began to make headlines, dignitaries such as the Queen of England and Prince William urged the public to donate in an effort to help rebuild. Donations poured in and the world was ready to help, but suddenly... Days after the meltdown, it seemed as though popular culture was grabbing more headlines in Japan. Had the radiation simply drifted away? No, as 60 Minutes Australia reporter Liz Hayes tells us.
The crippled Fukushima nuclear plant is still leaking. And judging from the experience at Chernobyl, recovery won't be measured in years, more like centuries.
The leak from the Chernobyl meltdown hadn't adversely affected so many. Why was Fukushima any different? Well, think about this. The city of Chernobyl had 14,000 residents, almost all of which were evacuated or accepted government handouts to move. Though radiation crept onto U.S. shores, it killed a relatively small amount of people, according to a World Nuclear Association report. The prefecture of Fukushima has more than 2 million residents and is located near the middle of Japan. Russia spans 11 time zones and covers well over 10.5 million miles, much larger than the mere 233,000 miles Japan inhabits with more than 127 million citizens. That number, coupled with the rate at which the radiation is spreading, makes the Fukushima disaster far worse than Chernobyl, according to an August 2011 article published in Business Insider. Reports also said radiation levels just 12 miles from the power plant exceed the highest measurement of a Geiger counter, above 10 sieverts. These levels, when introduced to the human body, can cause the intestines to stop functioning and blood vessels to leak. On the forefront of the repair effort is the Tokyo Electric Power Company, otherwise known as TEPCO, who vowed to have the situation under control by January 2012. 10 months since the meltdown, minimal progress has been made. Just last month, nearly 12,000 gallons of highly radioactive water seeped into the Pacific Ocean. The water contained nearly 300 times the government safety levels of radiation, and the Asahi Shimbun reported that strontium levels exceeded 1 million times the government limit. Strontium is known to cause bone cancer. TEPCO has concurrently stated that the situation is stable, but is it? Theoretical physicist Dr. Michio Kaku explains.
They say the reactor accident is stable. Yes, that's true. Stable like you're hanging on the edge of a cliff, hanging by your fingernails, and that one by one your fingernails start to crack. That's stability. In other words, it's a race against time.
Granted, this meltdown presents the foremost issue of environmental damage. It is also political, economic, and social. With all this in mind, it's going to take a lot of time and effort to rebuild. For the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Jacob Holly Klein.